Everyone's a meteorologist. Methods lean towards the celestial, the superstitious. Locals incant under breath, perform tea readings on the skies. They speak of opposing seasons in reverential tones. Tropical lows take mythic proportions. A cloud's enough to start rumours. Some turn into backyard bookmakers. 7-1 it passes over. Others become gloomier than the skies, pessimistic until first drop. A subject maligned elsewhere, here conversations converge around weather. No need to read the latest research linking tropical heat to depression, stress, hostility. We are the control group. Sheet lightning flashes, so far away it appears without a sound. We watch it in detached longing. Rain's close, the sky mumbles under its breath, but it's been known to break its word. Sweat through silent dinners and time ticks. We don't talk like we used to. It always takes you back, this cloying heat that crawls over skin. Is the heat really 2 months deep now? That's twice as long as the year before, which was twice as long as the year before. It's true. The meandering heat stretches stories. You were warned when you arrived. Abandon hope ye singleted Dantes in this tropical inferno. The sky pops like a camera flash. Fans twirl ceremonially, oscillating hot air. Air thick enough to taste. Thunder rattles bones and window frames. Lightning shoots across the sky, revealing an endless orbit. Veins branching into more branches. An infinite conduit. A skybound root system. So vast, words become archaic as stone tools. This is a whisper of what this land can do to matchstick houses. And the weathermen who make predictions inside. Dogs pant in driveways. Ceiling fans droop. Plovers swoop. Belt buckles scorch fingertips. The heat makes equals of men and mosquitoes. Neither leave the house until dark. Their company only seems to aggravate the situation. Cold showers bring relief, but you're sweating again before you dry. Nothing is worn a second time. We sit, sweat thick as Vaseline. Skin sticks to an imitation leather couch. Peeling away the adhesive upholstery, you shuffle dead-eye through endless linoleum desert. You arrive at the kitchen. Open a fridge, stare inside. A small refrigerated breeze. Close a fridge. Tropical amnesia. Heat at the stroke of noon. Arms bare at the mercy of the sun god overhead. Humidity high enough to confess for sins never committed. It's low tide again. Beaches are abandoned wastelands. Paleolithic paw prints. Bold tractor tires half digested by the sand. The water out so far, it shimmers like an opal mirage. Will the ocean ever come back? Sand without water is really just a desert that doesn't know it yet. Magpie geese, breasts blushing pink, honk absurdly on a dusty cricket pitch. Power bills soar. Men lament in singlets. The smallest unit of clothing. A technicality, torn away like a wet paper bag, the first place that remotely allows such exposure. Authorities too lethargic to look at you with anything but distant daydream eyes. Crack a window, open a door. The breeze won't come either way. Bricklayers sweat in the shade, feet weighted in cement bluntstones. Skin tanned as leather, ankles albino white under workman's socks. Days are long and words are short. We forget the names of common things, leave sentences incomplete. Nothing's important enough to compete with this heat. Come, seek solace in iced beer, comfy in soup warm pools. We wait. But for what? The sun to set, the night to end, the week to pass. We move moment to moment, too hot for love, too hot for disdain. The heat cauterizes all emotion. It's a humid hibernation. We're stuck. Flies to a seal. The tight air wraps your skin like an electric blanket that you can't kick off. But then, a single drop on your arm. It's merely a fever dream, a mirage upon a desert stretch of skin. Then another. Could it be? Hold your breath. One, two, three, and the smoky skies sing. The city, bloated and feverish, sighs with relief. Rain drops like deja vu over familiar streets. The cracked carport roof wets its lips and rings. Rat-a-tat-tat. The song, collected in the greater cacophony of a city-wide symphony of pots and pans clanging, is the playful calamity of things finally reunited. A tree sways in front of a street lamp. A lighthouse roaming over the unseen stretch, searching for sailors lost in the sea of a submerged suburban cul-de-sac. Possessed, we are compelled by the spell of rain. We burst from cover, giggling like children. The water rushing along gutters cold as a mountain brook. In an instant, our clothes are weighted and soggy. Tropical water always finds a way in. Drops sizzle against hot-blooded skin, so cold it stings. But those well-watered smiles grow into a cackling, crackling laughter, which dances to the drops that syncopate against the tin drum skin roof. The first rain of the season. Like all the first rain of all the first world. As custom dictates, chorus of proud chest-raised frogs step forward and sing the closing communion.